It's that time of year again. Time to reveal the forecast for 2024. Today I'm going to expose the dominant theme for 2024, make you aware of some good things on the horizon, some shadows that you don't want to fall into this year, and tell you what you can do to make this year a better year for yourself and for the rest of the world. Humanity is in the pressure cooker. From the disparity between income and basic expenses and other economic issues, to constant conflicts on a global scale and on an interpersonal level, to collapsing relationships and relationship structures, to a world that is ever increasingly oppositional to human health, to the taking in of more information than we are quite frankly designed to process, to doom scrolling and being constantly bombarded with news of crisis after crisis, to never-ending to-do lists, to the stress of being tethered to our cell phones and laptops, to the amount of effort that self-control takes, to the increased sense of danger in the world, to the constant connection with people through technology, juxtaposed with this lack of in-person physical connection, to the complexity of modern life. And how about the uncertainty and fear that people feel about the future? To maybe the pressure that's being added by the universe at large to create a collective awakening, right? Okay, so there's a ton of pressure. And people feel like there is no way to actually bring about relief. So many people feel like nothing they have put energy into has worked out. Many more people feel like they're in a rat race that will get them nowhere and therefore keep them in stress and in pain. The system feels oppressive. It doesn't caretake the well-being of its people. It takes advantage of the people, in fact. It feels like every man for himself in a game that's quite frankly designed for failure. There seems to be no way to create improvement for most people. And so there is a desire for destruction. There's no desire to maintain a system that is against you, right? So what we're seeing because of all of this intense level of pressure is two classic responses. The first is shutdown. When this happens, someone stops engaging and essentially wastes their time because there seems to be no point in trying. This is the passive response. The second response is destruction. This is an active response. When this happens, somebody is engaged in damaging and eradicating even whatever it is that they perceive to be against them or whatever they perceive to be not working. This feels like relief. The dominant theme for 2024 is destruction lust. To be consumed, even at a subconscious level, with a desire for destruction of that which a person perceives to be against their best interests. In 2024, you will see this urge towards destruction on a microcosmic level, in the personal lives of the people that you know. You're going to see this in the workplace, especially with employees. You will see it on a macrocosmic level in countries and in societies the world over. And if you're self-aware, you will catch glimpses of this in yourself. And this destruction lust is likely to determine the fate of global politics. Over the course of history, what you see is that when a society feels frustrated and failed enough by the very society that they live in, they tend to elect and/or support a leader that promises to create drastic change and fulfill their destruction lust regarding whatever is causing them that frustration and that pain. And these leaders, who are poised to satisfy that destruction lust, are the very ones who instead bring about negative change motivated by self-interest rather than positive change motivated by actual care for the people. These leaders exploit and manipulate the people's pain and subsequent destruction lust for their own personal agendas. Throughout history, people have fallen into this trap again and again because the relief that destruction promises essentially blinds them to the consequences. And what it often takes to get elected, quite frankly, is the exact opposite of what the people actually need. Aside from this theme of destruction lust, one of the biggest shadows that you're going to see in people in 2024 is endurism. If you want to learn more about this in depth, you can watch my video that's titled Endurism, the Flip Side of Escapism. Endurism is essentially when you stay in a situation that's against your best interests and continue to endure it for any number of reasons, rather than create a change so you're not in that situation anymore. In 2024, a lot of this endurism will be because of the perception of powerlessness, specifically the perception that there's no way to make an improvement. The way out of endurism is to first recognize that you are in the pattern of endurism and to see that it's not going to get you anywhere. Instead, it's going to keep you in this holding pattern of pain. Disengage from continuing to do what isn't working and follow the path of least resistance. Essentially, you're going to need to live your life and prioritize according to your values and according to your joy. And anytime you run into a perceived limitation, you need to start looking for loopholes and alternatives very quickly rather than keep yourself stuck in the situation. In life, every decision that you make and every action that you take is altering and determining your future. This is true on a global level as well regarding the decisions that we make as a human race and as a human society. But every so often, this truth is magnified, and it is definitely magnified in 2024. This is a very pivotal year. It's a year which essentially dictates our direction and therefore our future. It's a year for decisions. In fact, decisions play such a role in 2024 that it was a contender for the dominant theme. 2024 is going to be decisions, 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 and important ones. Many of you will notice that you are stuck in a holding pattern in your life, and the only way out of these holding patterns this coming year is to make a decision rather than to passively wait for something to happen or something to change. When it comes to making decisions this year, each and every one of us must gather all the information possible, and this is really important. All the information without only seeking information that confirms our biases. We must deeply know our values. We must evaluate each potential decision from the perspective of how we imagine that we will feel about looking back on having made each potential decision after we are dead. Almost like a life review, but before it actually happens. And we must become as aware as possible of all of the positive and the negative consequences of any decision that we make before we make it. With those few big themes out of the way, here are some more themes for 2024. On a lighter note, the shopping experience is changing, with companies all over the globe switching to online sales. With the exception of small boutiques, many physical stores will be shifting their focus entirely towards the in-store experience. Those of you who like to shop, this is going to get really fun for you. Rather than the focus being about selling a product in stores, most of these companies are going to start focusing on selling their brand and their brand experience and their culture and the specific flavor of social element or experiential element that they want to offer. On top of this, 3D printing of clothing specifically has the potential to start a revolution in the clothing industry, one that holds the potential to solve the human rights crisis of sweatshops. That doesn't mean that I'm saying it's not going to create other problems. This is yet another year for medical breakthrough. Although many of these breakthroughs involve the human genome and the ability to customize medication and customize medical treatment according to an individual's genome, there will also be advancements in bioelectrics for things like treating arthritis and some notable advancements regarding prosthetics, such as the ability to bring sensation of feeling to prosthetics. That's probably chief among them. In 2024, there is a lot of universal buzz around police forces. There will be a lot of confusion and mixed tactics in the police force. What do I mean by this? What I mean is that police forces will be adopting technologies and programs and strategies that are in alignment with the idea that they are protectors of the peace and that they are there for the people and on the side of the people, while at the very same time, they will continue to militarize in alignment with the idea that they exist to protect the powers that be against the people, and or that they are here to protect everyone against extremist threats. From local interactions between police officers and civilians to more global terrorist attacks, especially in Europe, the contradictory nature of the police force will be showcased and on full display, and it's important to recognize that split that exists in that specific field. At the same time as this, you're actually going to see even more of a split in the police force regarding the use of AI in predicting and preventing crime. This could lead to full-blown controversy, quite frankly, regarding using AI to identify crime patterns, including locations and people who are likely to commit a crime. No, we don't profile at all. The good news is the expansion path of the entire justice system is in the direction of employing strategies to prevent crime rather than catching and punishing people. Factory farming is going to take a hit in 2024. There will be a number of heart-wrenching and heartwarming stories and scenes regarding animal welfare associated with this. Ultimately, this is going to be a business that is looked back on with horror in future generations. It brings into focus the deep importance of making one's livelihood in ways that don't harm others or harm yourself. In many spiritual circles, this is called right livelihood. In 2024, humanity is going to be receiving a huge calling. This is what it is. Our focus must go to the oceans. Humanity is being called upon in a massive way and on a mass scale to pour our care and our focus into the oceans. Our future on Earth hangs in the balance of water. This means any action that you can take to support the oceans will make the most difference this year. And it means that global initiatives and agreements that protect the oceans have huge non-physical backing and are therefore liable to do very well. Also, water is a keeper of memory and information. How we treat the water is a message that we are encrypting into the water itself about us as a species and about our relationship to Earth. So when you feel this calling towards the oceans, answer it this year. Fast. The potential for landslides stands out in 2024. This is a year when potential for landslides must be recognized. That means drainage has to be improved, slope angles should be reduced, protective berms should be introduced. On top of climate changes, the vibration of insecurity that is emanating from life forms on Earth is like a form of energetic pollution that is causing a destabilization of the surface layer across Earth. Subtle warning. Taking all this into account, there is a powerful antidote to much of what is happening and what will be happening in 2024, and that is to highlight the best of humanity and the best of the world. In stark contrast to inundation with bad news and our sore spots being used in the game of politics and messages of destruction, we need to consciously celebrate and remind each other of the best of human nature and the best of what happens on Earth. This is not something to be done in the name of denying or negating the negative. It is to prevent humanity from losing sight of goodness. That means share those inspiring and heartwarming stories. Post those beautiful images that remind people of the magic of life on Earth. Commemorate positive events. Restore someone's faith in humanity. People need to be reminded of the positive potential of us and the positive potential of life and living life here on Earth. In 2024, the question that you need to ask yourself each day is, how can I highlight the best? Human potential may not always be obvious, and yet it is always there, ready to be called forth in response to conscious choice. Have a good year.